Well, welcome everybody. Thank you once again for joining us. It's just me this week. Barry's teaching at the School of Ministry at the Catch the Fire Church in Toronto. So he's there all week with Anne. And so just me. It was just Barry last week. We said to each other, we seem to be leapfrogging each other at the moment. But we'll both be back next week on the 20th of March. We'll both be back together, and then on the 27th of March we'll be taking that week off, just because it's the week before Easter, have a little break, and then we'll be starting again on April the 3rd. So together again next week, and then the following week, 2 weeks today, the 27th of March, we're having a week off, and then back again after Easter. So I hope you guys are all well and having a good week. So glad you joined me today. If you just want to put in the comments, perhaps, where you're watching from, always nice to sort of connect around the world, our global family, and just good to see where people are. But thank you for coming along once again. I was in Poland last week doing a Father Heart School. We had 60 participants and we had a wonderful, wonderful week. It was really, really good. I mean, just so many open hearts. I just felt like there was just a deep revelation for many, many people. Wonderful team, mostly from Poland, a couple from Denmark, and Wynette was there from the Netherlands. But the rest of the team are Polish, and they're just such a lovely group of people. It's an absolute delight to be there and to be with them. And we had a really good week. It was just such fun. We had a lot of fun, and just good to see people really not only having a revelation of the Father's love, but actually beginning to experience that impartation of love into their hearts. And as many of you will know, if you've been in one of these Father Heart schools, we go pretty deep into the hearts and do, feels like a bit of open heart surgery. but we really kind of help people and encourage people to deal with some of the deep issues that maybe they've carried for many, many years. And it's just a joy to see people have the courage to walk through those issues and actually come out the other end, knowing that their hearts have been touched by the love of the Father, and knowing that they're free of a burden that they've been carrying for many, many years. So it was a wonderful week. I'm back in Poland again in May and June for a couple of weekends in different places. So kind of looking forward to that. My next big trip is Uganda, but that's towards the end of April, kind of second half of April. So really just looking forward to this evening. What I want to do is, as you can see, the heading, I want to talk about the pearl of great price. But I want to talk about two different passages of scripture. One's in the Old Testament, and the second one is in the New Testament. And they, on first glance, you might think they say opposite things. But I want to bring them together and really kind of just share something that I felt the Father put on my heart a few weeks ago. I shared it in Poland last week. The joy of doing a new message in a different country where you've got an interpreter, it means you've got more time to think about what you're going to say, because you've got those long gaps when it's been translated into Polish. And so that was kind of helpful to explore my own way through what I want to say. So we'll kind of see how we get on today with it. I was just kind of thinking about my own journey a few weeks ago. And one of the things Barry and I often say to each other is, you know, this is the pearl of great price. You know, this revelation of the Father, experiencing his love, is kind of it for us. You know, you probably get that sense as we share on these Wednesdays, but for us, it's really, you know, this is what we really feel is it. It's like, this is worth everything. This is what we want to give our lives to. You know, we found something precious and we want to just go deeper and deeper in it. And, you know, many of you will have heard me talk before, and I often say it's more than a revelation. You know, we talk of it as a revelation, but I actually believe it's much, much more than a revelation. A revelation is something you see. It's something that's always been there, and suddenly you see it. It's like the curtains are drawn back and you go, wow. But when you get that kind of revelation, you're still a little bit of a third party to it. You know, you're looking on, you see something and you think, I've never seen that before. And something inside of you goes, wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? But I actually believe that the revelation, what we see, needs to become an impartation. And so what we see needs to come into us and become part of us and begin to shape the way we think, the way we behave, and, you know, what we believe as well. So for me, this pearl of great price is, you know, I'll probably use the word revelation, but it's much, much more than that. It's like seeing something and saying, yes, this is what I want, and allowing it to find a resting place in your heart so that it changes everything. So you've probably guessed we're going to look at Matthew chapter 13, where Jesus talks about the pearl of great price, but we are. But before we do, I want to just talk about the other passage, which I felt, you know, the Father bring to my attention. And it's in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Now, that's an invitation. You know, Isaiah says, come. I don't believe it's a commandment. I believe it's an invitation. It's an offer. It's like, hey, there's something good on offer. Do you want to come and take it? Do you want to come and receive it? And when we read this verse, it's an offer that really is very hard to refuse. I mean, you know, come on. How often do we buy something without money? You know, that's what it's saying. Come, if you're thirsty, come. It doesn't matter if you've got no money. It's not dependent on you. It's not dependent on what you've got. It's not dependent on your abilities. Just come. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your background is. Just come. Come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. You see, how can you buy something that's got no cost? You know, I've spent 40 years of my life being an accountant and playing with finances and transactions and money and everybody else's money, I have to add. And it's like, I know that, you know, if you want something, there's an exchange. You give something and you get something back. You give some money and you get something back. And here we've been given this amazing offer. Come, there's an invitation, come. You don't have to have any money. It's not about what you've got. So what does that tell us? It tells us that somebody else is paying the price. Because wherever you've got this transaction, come and buy something, it's a transaction. Whenever you've got a transaction, someone's got to pay. And here's the invitation. Hey guys, you come. Just come. But you don't have to pay. And that tells us, I believe, that somebody else is paying. And what does that mean? It means it's a gift. You know, it's today, it's our grandson's birthday. He's 4 years old. You know, he's had a lot of gifts and a lot of cake. It was a wonderful cake. I mean, I was a bit disappointed I wasn't there to get my piece. But anyway, we saw him on FaceTime. And, you know, he's had a lot of gifts. He didn't buy those. You know, we bought a gift and we posted it on Monday and he got there yesterday, thankfully. And he opened it today. You know, his mum and dad, you know, they paid. They bought a gift. They gave it him. You know, the birthday tea, you know, he didn't pay. They paid and he enjoys it. And it's the same thing. You know, we are being offered something, but we don't have to. We're not the ones that have to find the resources. It must therefore be a gift. See, this gift is not dependent on our abilities or our effort. All we've got to have to receive what's being offered, all we've got to have is a desire to respond to that one word, come. You know, and it saddens me, as I'm sure it saddens many of you, that you see people being offered something so wonderful. You know, we're talking about the gift of the Father's love, but what about the gift of the great gift, the greatest gift of salvation? You know, and it's kind of when you offer it to someone and you have a conversation with someone and you make it very clear and very plain that, you know, all they need to do is come. And don't you feel sad when they can't respond or they're unable to respond and, you know, they go away and they've not been able to respond because in their heart, at that point in time, there isn't the desire. And that's the only thing that this verse in Isaiah tells us we need. Very, very simple. There's something amazing on offer. There's something free being given to you. Someone else is paying. Will you come and receive? And that may be where some of you are at tonight. And that's great. There's that desire that says, yeah, this is what I want. I want more of this. I just want to come and receive. That's, you know, I believe the Father's going to honor that today as you just come with an open heart and say, here I am. I've got nothing, but I just want to receive. Just come. Just come. You are free. You are welcome to come and receive all that the Father wants to do in your heart. Maybe some of you are kind of struggling. You kind of think you want to, but you feel disqualified for some reason or another, and maybe you don't feel worthy, maybe you feel ashamed, maybe you feel like you just had too bad a day today and you can't come. Well, the good news is it's not dependent on how you feel. It's not dependent on what you've done. It's not dependent on how good or bad the day's been. It's just a simple question of saying, yeah, this is what I want. I'm going to come. And it's that desire. And maybe you're not quite ready. Maybe you're kind of thinking about it. I just say to you, just ask the Father. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Just ask Jesus to give you that desire so that you can come. So that you can come and receive. You know, and if that's where you're at, that's absolutely wonderful. You know, last week in Poland, there were just so many people who came with a desire. Just a longing for something more. Just that awareness that their lives were lacking something. And they just came. They came to receive. And it's such a joy to see people open their hearts and receive all that Father wants to do. So if this is where you're at today, I believe the Father's going to honour that and he's going to just pour his love into your hearts. He's going to give you that opportunity to have that encounter, that experience of his love for you, of him loving you right now. See, he's always loving us. There's never been a moment that he's not loved us. There never will be a moment when he doesn't love us. You know, it's all about him, really, that he pours his love into our hearts simply because he's our Father and we're his children. And so there's an invitation. And just as we finish, you know, a little bit later, we're going to have just an opportunity to come and receive. And it doesn't matter. Like I say, it's not dependent on your abilities or your effort or what you bring to the table. It's just a matter of coming and receiving this free gift of the Father pouring his love into your hearts. You know, maybe even now as I'm talking, you're getting that revelation of the Father loving you. But he wants to do more. He wants to give you. He wants there to be an impartation of his love right into your heart. And we'll take time towards the end of this webcast for you just to come and just to receive. This is an offer that is really, really difficult to refuse. And I want to encourage us to all just simply come. You know, wherever we're at on our journeys, come. Come and receive. But, you know, like I said, you know, I felt Father give me this verse, you know, a few weeks ago, and I've just been thinking about it. But as I was thinking about it, it then became the backdrop, if you like, for the two parables that Jesus told in Matthew chapter 13. And this is where you kind of think, Mark, these two things, they say the opposite thing. Well, in a way they do, but in a way they don't. In a way, they're just part of the same story, which I kind of want to unfold for us today. So the two parables, we know them very well in Matthew chapter 13. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Something of immeasurable value has been found. And the desire to have it is so strong that the merchant, the trader in these stories was prepared to sell everything in order to get it. And, you know, like I said, Barry and I have this conversation regularly about, you know, the Father and his love for us and just the privilege and the magnitude of being his sons and daughters. And it's like, this is it. This is a treasure. This is something of immeasurable value that is worth everything. And I just want to unpick these two parables because I believe they show us three things about the pearl of great price. And they show us three things, I think, particularly as we're talking about it tonight, they show us three things about our response to what I believe the Father is offering to us. Firstly, in both these two parables, it seems that the decision to acquire the treasure or the pearl was spontaneous. It was almost like it was a rash or impulsive decision. You know, this guy stumbles across something, he realizes its incredible value, and he makes an instant decision in that moment, he's got to have it. And he goes and does everything necessary to get hold of it. You know, he doesn't consult his accountant and take financial advice. He doesn't see if he's got enough money in the bank. He doesn't think about, you know, if he spends all everything, is he going to have enough money for his family? You know, he doesn't think about all of those practical questions. He just sees something of incredible worth and spontaneously decides that he needs to have it. It's like there's not a lot of thought went into it. And that means that the value and therefore the benefit to the buyer was immediately obvious. And I guess some of us have kind of stumbled into this revelation of the Father and his love. And, you know, maybe someone took us to a school or a conference, or we heard a talk online or something. And, you know, we kind of stumbled into it. But we get to a point where we think, yeah, this really is everything. This really is it. And, you know, that's the longing of my heart, is that we discover that this is it and it's worth everything. The second factor that comes out of these stories is the incredible joy there was about finding something of such immense value. You know, this was not an everyday occurrence. This is a one-off. You know, this kind of happens once in a blue moon. You know, it's a find. It's probably never going to happen again. And yet, when the guy finds the treasure, when he finds the pearl, there's joy. There's incredible joy. And that joy that of discovery says, yeah, it's worth everything. You know, this revelation of the Father comes with joy, because it brings us into right relationship with the Father. It brings us into right relationship with the Son. It brings us into right relationship with the Holy Spirit. It brings us into a place of freedom. It brings us into a place of our true identity. It brings us into a place of receiving, beginning to receive our true inheritance as sons and daughters. You know, that's all something to be joyful about. And here the guy sees this treasure. He stumbles across this treasure in a field and he says, I want it. And it's causing him great joy. You see, this journey with the Father is not a burden. It's not something we can kind of go, oh, do I really have to do this? It's a journey of great joy, because it's a journey of great freedom. And it's a journey of great expectancy, where we discover who God really is. When we discover who he is to us, that he is a father and he is a father to us. And so here we got something that's kind of spontaneous, something that's full of joy. And thirdly, finally, clearly, there's a sacrifice involved. You know, he sold everything, sold all he had in order to buy the field or buy the pearl of great price. There was a sacrifice. And when I look at that, I think sometimes we shy away from sacrifice. You know, we think, oh, that feels like a burden. That feels like a heavy weight. That feels like, you know, do I really have to? You know, we kind of think sacrifices, oh, the law, you know. But actually here what Jesus is saying, yeah, if you want the pearl of great price, there is a sacrifice. You've got to get rid of everything. You've got to let everything, you've got to change everything. You've got to come, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, you've got to humble yourself. You've got to change. You've got to become as a little child. And, you know, that can be sometimes a shock to us. But what I see here is, you know, sacrifice without the joy is heavy duty. But sacrifice with the joy is an invitation that we can't refuse. And so, yes, I am talking about sacrifice, but I want to put that sacrifice in the context of great joy. Because if you can see the joy of what you are getting hold of, then the sacrifice becomes much, much smaller in your own mind, and certainly much, much more worthwhile. You know, I believe as we consider these two stories, these three factors, you know, the sort of radical impulsiveness, the great joy and the sacrifice, they have to become the driving force of our heart. You know, sometimes there are times for all of us, aren't there, when the impulse of our heart takes over and we do something that our mind would prevent us from doing. And I believe that's faith. That's faith in action, when the impulse of the heart supersedes what the mind would rationalize away. You know, I'm a great rationalizer. You know, my work has taught me to rationalize things and look at all of the options and carefully consider every opportunity. But here is something is, hey, put all that rationalizing away and just jump in and say, I want this because this is going to be so good. And I think the thing that I want to put kind of at the top of those three factors is the incredible joy, because that makes the sacrifice of whatever that means for you makes it worthwhile. And you know, the question I want to pose is, do you see something of great value that stirs joy in your heart, which will lead you to do something radical? Let me repeat that. Do you see something of great value that stirs joy in your heart, which will cause you to do something radical? And that may be where you're at this week. You know, you may be in Isaiah 55. Come, free invitation, come. You don't need any money, just come. Or you may be here, having seen something so incredibly wonderful, something so marvelous, and you just say, yeah, this is worth everything. And like I said, you know, I've been thinking about this and I've been putting these two things together. And this is just my conclusion out of these two passages of scripture. First of all, come all you are thirsty. Come buy, if you've got no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. And the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And in his joy, he went and sold everything he had to buy the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he sold everything and bought it. You know, you could be in one of those places. Maybe you're in both places. You know, you want more. You want more of this amazing offer. And yes, you're prepared to say, yeah, this is everything. And when I kind of was thinking about this, this is the conclusion I came to. The pearl of great price is free, but it could cost you everything. The pearl of great price is free, but it could cost you everything. And my question is, can you say yes to that? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Is that what we want? Is that the desire in our heart, the longing in our heart that sees something so radical and life-changing that we're prepared to give our life to it? We're prepared to pursue it. One of the things, you know, I see is that, you know, doing the Father Heart schools and conferences is, you know, we talk about issues of forgiveness and losing the heart of a son or losing the heart of a daughter. And, you know, how are we going to get these things back? And how are we going to come to a place of forgiveness for some deep, deep, deep wounds, deep, deep pains? And I see people taking great steps of courage, being incredibly brave, because they're going to a place in their heart where maybe they've closed off, maybe they've buried, maybe they don't want to know about it, but they go to this place and they say, I want to deal with these issues because there's a greater joy. There's something more that I'm seeking, that I'm longing for, that I know is mine. And yes, I will deal with these blockages. Yes, I will deal with these hindrances because there's something greater. And I believe we can only approach that something greater if there's a joy in our hearts that says, yes, this is worth having. You know, if it wasn't worth having, you wouldn't give everything for it, would you? And I see people taking these steps. Last week, I saw so many people taking those steps, and it's wonderful. It's so freeing, and it brings people to a place of freedom. And you know, when you go into a shop to buy something, you have to be prepared to spend a certain amount of money in order to acquire what you want. You have to decide if that amount of money is worth spending in order to obtain the benefit of the things you're buying. You know, if it costs too much, you probably think it's not worthwhile and you won't make the purchase. And I think it's a little bit like that with this. You know, there's clearly, Jesus says, there's clearly a sacrifice. Sacrifice is a price. And he says, you know, are you prepared? Are you willing? Are you able to just take that step and say, yeah, because I can see that what I get is much greater. I can see this is, there's value attached to this. You see, the value that's attached to this is bringing you into a relationship with the Father, where you can begin to experience and walk in his love and know that he is being a father to you. And I just want to encourage us to take that step and say, yes, you know, this is worth it. This is worth it. This is the pearl of great price. Walking, see, this, what I'm talking about, I suppose, is just bringing us back into the relationship with the Father that he always planned and always wanted. And it's worth everything. See, the rich young man in Mark chapter 10 came to Jesus and said, "What must I do?" You see, Jesus had just been talking to the crowd. He'd just been taking the little children. He'd been bringing the children into his presence. He'd been putting them on his knee. He'd been blessing them. And, you know, he says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And then he leaves that group of people and he starts to go on his journey. And this rich young man comes up to him and says, you know, Master, what must I do? And, you know, I believe that young man was so full of his self-importance. He was so full of his position and status in society and so full of, everything about himself that he didn't believe that he had to be like everybody else. He didn't want to be like everybody else. He didn't see himself humbling himself and becoming as a little child. And he kind of feels there must be another way for me because I'm more important than those people. And he comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, Master, what must I do? And Jesus is very clever. He says, well, you know, keep the law, you know, do all the requirements of the law. And this young man says to Jesus, but I've done that. I've done that since I was a little boy. You see, here's a man who's done everything right, behaved right, done the right thing, and his heart is not satisfied. And he comes to Jesus and says, well, what have I got to do? What have I got to do? And Jesus says, go and sell everything and give it to the poor. Now, I think that guy's riches, that guy's wealth, that guy's position in society, they were his blockage to him coming as a little child. Because Jesus has just said, that's the only way you can come. You've got to come like a little child. And he sees this young man and he sees the blockages in his heart. And he says, go and get rid of it. Go and get rid of all of those blockages. And then you'll be able to have a childlike heart. And that young man couldn't do it. You know, here's Jesus saying there's a sacrifice, there's a price to pay. Are you willing? But that young man couldn't see beyond the price, which was humbling himself, which was letting go of his status, his position, his wealth. He couldn't see beyond that. He couldn't see the joy of being part of this glorious kingdom. He couldn't do it. He couldn't pay the price. He just didn't believe that the price was worth what he would get back. And he went away. He went away sad. In Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 10, it says Jesus looked at him and loved him. And I kind of think, I wonder what that looked like. What did that look of love look like? You know, Jesus would have looked at him with all of the love of heaven. All of the Father's love that had been poured into Jesus was being poured out to that man. And he couldn't respond. He went away sad. And that's the incredible thing about Jesus. You know, even if we can't respond, he still loves us. And it says he loves us in the way the Father has loved him, John chapter 15. And so here is Jesus in the full flow of the Father's love, coming into him and flowing out of him, showing this guy another way. And the guy couldn't do it. See, there's a free gift which is available for all of us. Come. Come without money. Come buy and eat. Come buy milk and honey, milk and wine. You know, if you've got no money, without cost, just come. There's that invitation for all of us. See, I believe the invitation is free. But once we've seen something inside of us, I hope, says, yes, this is worth everything. And my question, very, very simply, is can we say yes? You know, it may mean setting different priorities. It may mean living differently. It may mean changing your lifestyle. You know, it will involve change. And only you can decide if it's worthwhile, if that change is worth it. See, this journey with Father, where we really know that he is being a father to us, is priceless. It really is worth everything. But it's free. And I just want to invite you, I hope I want to invite you to say yes. Yes, this is what I want. You see, it's not just a one-off encounter. Some people are happy to have a one-off encounter with the love of God. And it changes them. And they kind of feel they've, you know, one of the things Barry and I often struggle with a little bit is, you know, we go to places and people say, oh, the Father Heart thing. They always say the Father Heart thing, you know. People say, oh, the Father Heart thing, we did that 20 years ago. We did that 10 years ago. And I'm kind of like, you don't just do it. You live it. It's not something you do. It's not something you do once 20 years ago. It's not something you do once 30 years ago. It's not something you do once 5 years ago. It's not something you do once 1 week ago. It's something that changes us so much that we begin to live differently. And we begin to live and walk as Jesus lived and walked. And that change is ongoing. That encounter with the Father is ongoing. That beauty of process with him is the joy of walking with him as our Father. The joy of letting him carry us, as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, that, you know, have you not seen how the Father carried you all the way? As the Father carries a son, he carried you. You don't need to fear because the Father's carrying you. And, you know, it's the journey of relationship. You see, a relationship is ongoing. You know, relations, you know, marriage, for example, you know, it's Fiona and I have been married 39 years this year. You know, it's ongoing, it gets better. And it's like, you know, when we have this meeting, encounter with the Father, it's not just a one-off. But it's a life-changing experience of walking with him as our dad, knowing that we're his children, knowing that we're his sons and daughters, knowing that he is always loving us, knowing that he is right now pouring his love into our hearts, knowing that he is being not only a father or the father, but he is being a father to us. And when we have that experience of love in our hearts, it changes everything. And so I simply want to sort of finish with that statement once again. The pearl of great price is free, but it could cost you everything. And I want to ask you if there's a yes in your heart to say, yes, this is what I want. If you are just feeling like you're at this stage, that's absolutely wonderful. That's absolutely fine. The Father saying, come, come. Maybe you've counted the cost. Maybe you're prepared to pay everything, give everything. Maybe you're on that journey and you've seen that it's the pearl of great price and your heart says, yes, yes, yes. The invitation is the same to you. Come. Come. Just come and have more. So I'm just going to put some music on now. And I just want, if you can, if you're at the place, just in your heart to say, yes. Yes, I'm coming. And yes, this is worth everything. The pearl of great price is free, but it will, or it could, cost you everything. Don't be like the rich young man in Mark chapter 10, who couldn't make that decision. Don't be like that guy who went away sad. Don't be like that young man who had all those blockages in his life that prevented him coming. You just say, Father, I want to come. I see that joyful relationship with you and it's worth it. I'm coming. So I just invite you just to open your hearts now as we conclude this session. And just come. You know, I'm just going to leave this on for a few moments. And then in a couple of minutes, I'll come back and just want to pray for us. But take these few moments to say yes. Just come. It's not dependent on you, what you've got, your abilities or your strengths. Just come. Come. It's an invitation. It's an offer that's too good to refuse. Just come. Just come wherever you are on your journey with Father. Come. Say yes. This is it. Thank you, Father. I'll come back in a few moments and just pray for us before we finish. Father, would you just pour your love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit? Father, would you come to each one of us who's responding to your call, your invitation to come? Father, I thank you that this is not a commandment, but this is an invitation. Come. Come all who are thirsty. Come by without money, without cost. Father, thank you that there's an invitation. Thank you that there's an offer that's difficult to refuse. Father, may that cry of in our hearts as we respond, may that be satisfied as you pour your love into our hearts. Father, I pray for each person watching this video, whether it's live or watching later, I pray for them to have an encounter with your love. Just in these moments, Father, there'll be an encounter of your love. That they would know that you are being a Father to them. Father, even may that sentence be a revelation, that you are more than the Father, you're more than a Father, but you are being a Father to us, a Father to me, a Father to you. Father, may we have that encounter with your love this evening, today. And Father, may the eyes of our hearts see something that is so incredibly precious, so valuable, so worth everything, that we would truly give everything to pursue this every day of our lives. That there's a joy that is so much greater than the sacrifice we might have to make. And Father, I just pray your rich blessing on everybody watching, that they really would know that you are their Father and your love is for them. So Father, just pour your love into our hearts. Even as we finish this webcast, Father, just go on pouring your love into our hearts. Thank you, Father. Well, thank you all for joining me. As I say, Barry and I will both be back next Wednesday, same time, same place. And then 2 weeks today, we'll be taking a break that week before Easter on the 27th. So look forward to seeing you all next Wednesday. Thank you.